This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Four more people have been diagnosed in an outbreak of a viral pneumonia in Wuhan, a city in central China, as U.S. health officials began screening airline passengers arriving in the U.S. from that area of China. As of Saturday, the Wuhan Municipal Health Commission said the total number of cases stands at 45, with 5 people in serious condition, 15 who have been discharged, and the rest in stable condition. 2 people have died. U.S. health officials have been screening arriving passengers on a direct or on connecting flights from Wuhan at airports in San Francisco, New York, and Los Angeles. Chinese health officials said many of those who became sick worked at or visited a food market in the suburbs of Wuhan. 3 cases have been detected outside China, 2 in Thailand and 1 in Japan, with health officials saying those patients had visited Wuhan before becoming sick. Eastern Libyan Forces Commander Khalifa Haftar has arrived in Berlin on Saturday for a summit aimed at reaching a truce in Libya that starts on Sunday. The UN envoy to Libya said Saturday he hoped but could not predict whether eastern oil ports shut ahead of the summit would be reopened. Ghassan Salameh said the Berlin summit would likely discuss the closures to avoid them dragging on for weeks or months.
Now I can't compel any head of state to raise this rather than that issue, but I won't be surprised that a few participants raise the necessity of keeping the neutrality of the national oil company in place.
Oil export terminals across eastern and central Libya were shut Friday by tribesmen allied with Commander Haftar. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Chinese President Xi Jinping and Myanmar State Councilor Aung San Suu Kyi signed 33 agreements on Saturday in a bid to speed up infrastructure projects in the Southeast Asian nation. The agreements are part of the flagship Belt and Road Initiative, China's vision of new trade routes described as a 21st century Silk Road. Both countries also agreed to speed up the implementation of the China-Myanmar Economic Corridor, a giant infrastructure scheme worth billions of dollars. Xi's visit to Myanmar is the first of any Chinese leader in 19 years. Police fired volleys of tear gas and rubber bullets in Lebanon's capital Saturday to disperse thousands of protesters amid some of the worst rioting since demonstrations against the country's ruling elite erupted 3 months ago. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more.
The country's internal security forces said on Saturday the police in Beirut were being violently and directly confronted at one of the entrances to parliament and called on people to leave the area for their own safety. Witnesses said they saw young men hurling stones and flower pots towards riot police, while protesters tried to push through an entrance to a heavily barricaded district of central Beirut. Demonstrators are furious at politicians that have steered the country towards its worst economic crisis in decades.
That's Emer McCarthy of Reuters. Iran is sending the black boxes of the Ukrainian passenger plane that its military accidentally shot down this month back to Ukraine. Reuters' Lauren Anthony has more.
Iran is sending the black boxes of the Ukrainian passenger plane that its military accidentally shot down this month back to Ukraine. According to Tasnim News Agency, Iranian authorities are also prepared for experts from France, Canada and the US to examine the data from the boxes. All 176 people aboard the Ukrainian International Airlines flight died when the plane was shot down on January 8th, shortly after takeoff from Tehran en route to Kiev.
That is Lauren Anthony of Reuters reporting. Rough seas prompted SpaceX on Saturday to delay the emergency escape test of its new crew capsule by 1 day. AP's Julie Walker has more.
The capsule is supposed to catapult off the rocket and parachute into the ocean with mannequins on board. The test is the last major hurdle for SpaceX before launching 2 NASA astronauts to the International Space Station, possibly in March. Meanwhile, Boeing is still investigating why its Starliner crew capsule ended up in the wrong orbit after its first unmanned test flight. The last time NASA astronauts launched from the U.S. was in 2011. They've been riding Russian rockets in the interim for hefty prices. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm David Byrd, VOA News.